That was when Seth realized that his wife thought that he favored Griffin Penger or whatever the hell the guy's name is.
That's not even close to what happened.
Well,
everybody on Twitter started telling me I look like this guy, and Phoebe confirmed it, and it confirmed that I'm hideous.
This guy isn't hideous, though.
Yeah.
This isn't like she said you look like Steve Buscemi.
I was hoping we could move past this.
I wonder if anybody out there has ever had their loved one compare them to someone who they find unattractive.
You know, I was taking this picture all around Kawa this morning because I wanted to get a feel for those ladies that work there.
So you're taking entertainment purpose radio and integrating it in your real life.
This is my real life. This is all based off my real life and me finding out 2 days ago that I'm ugly. That's a traumatic thing to happen in a young man's life.
This dude's not ugly, but go ahead.
So then I found out one of the girls, Alex, she said people compare her to Anna Kendrick, and she said she thinks Anna Kendrick's ugly. And I said, you've got to be kidding me. It's great to be compared to Anna Kendrick.
Yeah, Anna Kendrick's not ugly.
And she said Anna Kendrick had a weird nose, and she doesn't like that comparison.
Wow.
She's trolling.
So, man, there have got to be a lot of people out there who get compared to people that they find unattractive.
I would assume so, yeah. What's the ugliest celebrity you've been compared to? Call now.
That's good. 727. We'll give you tickets to a country concert taking place someplace in Tampa, possibly the fairgrounds. 727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025. The only famous comparison I've ever gotten was when I was younger, when Robert Downey Jr. was in Less Than Zero as Julian. There were people who said that I looked like him, and I was over the moon. I mean, who doesn't want to hear that they look like Robert Downey Jr.? I wish I still looked like Robert Downey Jr. The guy, I don't know if he's bathing in the fountain of youth. I don't know if he's vampirically sucking the blood out of younger people and staying young. But God, do I wish I still looked like Robert Downey Jr.
Probably a combination of all of that.
And if that's what it took, I would do all of it. All of it in a minute. See, look at that. My hair was just like that.
Yeah.
I didn't smoke, but my hair was just like that. Same facial structure. I used to look like Bob Downey Jr.
Well, that's a good thing.
What happened? It was a good thing then.
Wait, but I thought you said you found out when you were very young that you were ugly.
Well, yeah, I did. This is before Lesson Zero even came out.
But did somebody tell you?
No, I knew. I had glasses and
you
braces.
You decided this yourself.
Yeah, I got my school pictures in eighth grade, and I saw the glasses and the braces. And in my mind, I didn't look like that. And then on paper, I looked like that.
Man, that's a day. I'm sorry you had to go through that so young.
Well, I'm glad I got to get it out of the way young.
I wish I would have also.
Set my expectations up.
I'm coasting through life thinking I look like Thomas Brady, and then what happens?
I blame our Jewish mothers. All they wanted us to do is feel good about themselves, so they told us lies about the way we look.
No, I don't blame my mom.
You're handsome, bubby.
No.
Very handsome.
No, I don't blame her.
She never told you you were handsome?
I blame myself. I should have known. I look at this disgusting figure every single day.
Matt, what's up? Welcome to Drew Garabo Live. What ugly celebrity do you look like?
I hear I look like Jonah Hill and Peter Griffin on The Daily.
No, you don't. That's just rude. That's someone trying to insult you and make you feel bad about yourself.
Yeah, but he believes it.
No, I don't believe any of them.
Oh,
I mean, hear it.
Jonah Hill's handsome.
Jonah Hill has a charm to him.
A goofy look, though. Still good, though. I don't know.
It's probably not.
I hear it on The Daily.
It's probably not good to be compared to a cartoon character, though, right?
No.
Very, very infrequently is that flattering. Like, hey, you look like Garfield. You know, no, thank you. Well, I'm sorry about the Peter Griffin part. That's not flattering at all. That's harassment. In fact, if someone tells you that in the workplace, you should go ahead and file charges.
No. Never that.
All right. St. Pete Sam just tweeted: the worst is when people are like, "You look just like my brother's girlfriend's cousin. Let me show you." No. Mike, what's up? Welcome to Drew Garabo Live. How you doing, Mike?
Hey, doing good, buddy.
Good.
Hey, a lot of people tell me I look just like Chris Farley.
Really? Chris Farley?
I lost a little weight, so it's not that bad. Before dying, not afterwards.
I was going to say Chris Farley now or Chris Farley then?
And they say, and I'm off the cuff a little bit like him, too, and they say I should do a DVD and send it to somebody.
You totally should. Do a DVD and send it to somebody, man. Do it.
Yeah.
All right, thank you.
Somebody who I ain't got the address for somebody. You got it?
Oh yeah, you can reach him at the center.
Oh, thanks.
Center of my ass. Thank you. 727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025. Some dude just tweeted me and said Shia LaBeouf, and the dude looks just like Shia LaBeouf.
That's not bad.
No, look at him. Look at Ty McGowan. How much does that dude look like Shia LaBeouf?
A little, yeah.
Yeah, enough to go, hey, you look like Shia LaBeouf. What's up, Keith? Welcome to Drew Garabo Live. How you doing?
Good. How's it going?
Good, buddy. What ugly celebrity do you look like?
Lou Ferrigno, but when he was green.
Oh, no. Angry Lou Ferrigno?
I had five other brothers that used to call me Lou Ferrigno, and I used to cry all the time, but that's what they used to say I look like.
Would you believe that I have a Lou Ferrigno story of when I used to wait tables at TGI Fridays? It's a true story. Lou would come in, and he would just eat plates of salad and bread, and he was hearing impaired.
Right.
So when he would run out of bread, he wouldn't stop his server and flag them and say, pardon me, may I have more bread? Lou would hold up the empty bread basket, and he would go, more bread! More bread!
Oh, man.
You would hear it through the entire restaurant. And so we'd always, whoever was waiting on it, we'd go, hey, dude, he's starting to turn green. Go get him. Go get him.
He was huge, wasn't he?
Gigantic bodybuilder. Yeah. You did not want to, and he was not nice.
You see this tweet from Charlie Belcher?
I've gotten Mickey Dolenz, Jack Black, and Randy Travis. Hashtag you know you're ugly when.
That's a great hashtag.
Belcher's way more attractive than any of those three.
Jack Black's not so bad, is it?
Jack Black's got a
Jack Black.
What? I don't know.
He's got a charm to him.
Yeah, he does.
But I mean, I wouldn't say the guy's an attractive guy.
Okay. Right? I don't think Charlie looks like Jack Black.
I don't think so either.
No.
I don't think he looks like Mickey Dolenz, and I don't think he looks like Randy Travis.
No.
Randy Travis.
No way.
Man, Randy Travis is looking pretty harsh lately.
I mean,
too.
Charlie probably gets it more than any of us because he's on TV every single day.
Oh, can you imagine?
Hey, you know who you look like?
No, please don't tell me. It's never going to be anything good. You look like Don Zimmer. Not that Charlie looks like Don Zimmer. 727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025. Angela, what hideous celebrity do you look like?
I'm going to say Leah Remini.
Leah Remini, the former Scientologist who turned against Scientology?
That's the one.
She's hot.
She's super hot. Why would you not, why wouldn't you be honored about that?
Oh, I am.
Oh.
But I don't really see it in myself.
Huh. Leah Remini.
As others do.
Nikki, do you have her Facebook link?
We're trying to just talk to the ugly people right now.
I'm not on Facebook, just Instagram.
Just Instagram.
Yeah.
That's very interesting. Yeah. And numerous people tell you that you look like Leah Remini?
Yes.
She's on that King of Queens, yeah?
Yeah.
Correct.
Friends with Madonna, I think, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, sure.
All right, thank you very much. Oh, wasn't she on, I get her and Debbie Mazar mixed up. Debbie Mazar was the one from Entourage, mm-hmm. right? Season one?
Yep.
727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025. In honor of Seth and his World Series of Poker doppelganger, we're asking you what ugly celebrity you look like.
When's the World Series of Poker over so we can stop talking about this?
I don't know. TM Pal said, a girl told me I look like Brad Pitt when he looked old and broken down in Babel. Look, I'll take an old and broken down Brad Pitt any day.
Oh, that's a compliment.
By the way, Ryan Redbeard does look like Wooly Willy.
Who's Wooly Willy?
Wooly Willy.
Remember Wooly Willy?
Oh.
Wooly Willy was it wasn't a board game, but it was this board, and you had a magnetic pen, and there were all these shavings inside, and you would take the pen, and you would go through the plastic.
I know what you're talking
and
about.
And you would take the hair on his head, and
you put it on
it.
There. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, look at this. Look at Wooly Willy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Wooly Willy
That's
looks
Wooly
just like,
Willy.
He's Ryan Redbeard. Look at his profile picture.
I mean, wouldn't you think anybody who is bald and has a beard would look like that, though?
All I know is that Ryan Redbeard sure as hell does look like him. Ryan Redbeard might be Wooly Willy all grown
that
up.
That guy's endearing, though.
You saying that Ryan Redbeard's not endearing?
No, I'm saying he's endearing. That's not a horrible thing.
Okay, yeah. No, it's a good thing.
Yeah.
Protagonist Zero on Twitter said, you know you're ugly when you get compared to a fat David Cross.
It's rough out there. I'm glad we have a support system.
We really do. We're here for each other.
Yeah.
727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025. Ryan Green said Bob Dylan, and he damn sure does. He included a side-by-side.
Yeah.
I mean, he looks more like Bob Dylan than Jacob Dylan does. Man.
That's not bad, is it?
No, I don't think so. I mean, I don't think Dylan got to where he was because of his looks, but, you know.
I don't want any good-looking people joining this conversation.
No, just Ugmos, please. Tim, who's the ugly celebrity you look like?
People say Vincent D'Onofrio.
I couldn't even tell you what Vincent D'Onofrio looked like. Please help me out here. I know that I know him, but how do I know him?
I think it's an SVU now, but he was also in Full Metal Jacket.
He's Pyle in Full Metal Jacket.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, that is definitely not flattering to look like Private Pyle. Do you think you look like him?
Not at all. But it really stinks when people say, "Oh, you look like a guy that committed suicide in Full Metal Jacket." I'm like, "Oh, all right, thanks."
You get that from a lot of people?
When I was in my 20s, okay. Not anymore. Now I have hair.
Oh, there you go. Thank you. It's music from Less Than Zero. Somebody tweeted and said, "Did you just?" Remember this one?
No.
It's by your Bangles band. You know the Bangles. They had Walk Like an Egyptian, Eternal Flame.
Yeah.
Manic Monday?
Manic Monday.
Yeah, that one.
Written by Prince. Well, this was the theme to Less Than Zero. It's a great friggin' song. Andrew McCarthy.
Oh.
James Spader. Robert Downey Jr. You'll know once it kicks in. Somebody just messaged me on Facebook and said, been told several times that I look like Dom DeLuise. And you know the worst part? He looks exactly like Dom DeLuise. Look at him. He looks exactly like him.
He does.
Dom DeLuise probably pulled mad coups back in the day.
Oh, yeah.
Did a lot of blow.
Time, time, time. See what's become of me.
It's a great song, right? Will, who's a celebrity you resemble, you fashion, you favor, you take after?
I get David Havoc a lot.
David Havoc, as in the frontman from Seth's favorite band in the universe, AFI?
Yes, sir.
Oh,
Havoc's a good-looking man.
I will say, we did a show with AFI, and he's a very attractive man in person. I'm not afraid to say it.
You have short hair or long hair, Will?
Long.
Oh, he's got the short hair now.
Yeah, short, spiky.
Yeah, you any mascara or anything?
Not recently.
Okay, good.
I love the effort that people are putting in. This guy, Steve Kramer, tweeted, me and Mike Schmidt from the Phillies. And he looks just like Phillies third baseman Mike Schmidt.
That's old school Mike Schmidt.
I know. And Disney Deborah said she gets Vicki Lawrence all the time. She totally does look like Vicki Lawrence.
Who's Vicki Lawrence again?
She was on Mama's Family.
Yeah, and Carol Burnett's show. She was one of the players on there.
Yeah, yeah, her. It was Carol Burnett, Tim Conway, Harvey Korman. Yeah. and Vicki Lawrence. And she sure does look like her.
It's hard out there looking like a lackluster celebrity.
Stacia said, before my braces, I got Jewel a lot. She's not ugly, but I knew it was because of the snaggle tooth.
Yeah, I think Jewel's very cute.
She's gorgeous.
I like the tooth.
Former Alaskan. And Brittany on Twitter said, I get Drew Barrymore a lot. I thought it was a compliment until my family said she was ugly.
Your family's crazy.
Your family is nuts.
That's a great compliment.
Oh, my God. Drew Barrymore is adorable. Sexy. I always want to get with her and marry her so I can make her Drew Garabo.
Yeah, well, that is interesting.
That'd be fantastic, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, like, take that, Drew Garabo. Yeah, you like that, don't you, Drew Garabo? Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Okay.
Look up at me, Drew Garabo. Say I love that, Drew Garabo, Drew Garabo. Darren, what's up? Welcome to Drew Garabo Live.
I feel weird.
Yeah, I used to be told that I looked like Drew Carey, and my name starts with a D, so I was always called Drew, as in Drew Carey.
Welcome to my world.
College.
Sucks, huh? 727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025. Tom, what ugly celebrity do you favor?
People say I look like Sean Astin.
From Rudy, and of course Goonies, which I've never seen.
Yeah, but it's not him from the Goonies or from Rudy. It's more like Lord of the Rings, Sean Astin, like short, stubby, little Sean Astin.
Aww. Do you see the resemblance?
Hell no.
Most people who end up looking like somebody don't think that they look like that person, and most of the times they do. Rory said, I get Joaquin Phoenix all the time. Please tell me it's not true. All right, let's look you up here, Rory Ellis.
What's wrong with looking like Joaquin?
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, unless you don't want to look like him.
Yeah.
I'd look like Joaquin.
I'd gladly look like Joaquin Phoenix other than myself. John, a very flattering celebrity that you look like. Who is it, John?
Well, I get a lot of people tell me that I look like Beaker from The Muppets.
That is flattering right there, right? Me, 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 me. You have a friend who looks like Dr. Bunsen Honeydew when he... Muppet Laboratories, this is Dr. Bunsen Honeydew and my sidekick. By the way, they're bringing back Muppet Babies.
Where? Like?
No, I don't know. I just read today that Disney is bringing it back. Like, Disney's got the Muppets now.
TV show, movies?
I believe it will be a TV show. I hope so. Because, man, oh, man, did I love that Muppet Babies. I don't know about you guys, but.
I think I watched the Muppet Babies.
It was like a baby Scooter, and he had a sister, Skeeter.
Yeah, I'm sure
Skeeter,
I saw that.
Scooter and Skeeter. And do you know that MC Chris has a song, Muppet Baby? You know MC Chris?
No.
Nerdcore? You don't know, like he's one of the lead nerdcore rappers.
Never even heard of nerdcore.
It's rapping about nerdy things. You don't know nerdcore?
I don't.
Oh. Who else would be a nerdcore rapper?
You got MC Chris. You got MC Frontalot. MC Lars. I don't know why I know three nerdcore acts, but I'm sorry that I do, but this is Muppet Babies. Parents fight, I'll meet you on the roof. I'll be the one you need me when you see me, that's the proof. Every time you're feeling lonely like you haven't got a friend. If you're feeling disrespected, then your honor I'll defend. Everybody's at a party and I'm left up to my lonesome. And suddenly your parents say, hey, why don't we bone some? When a guy gives you a is bloody nose, I'll beat him to the punch. When I'm ostracized because it says you'll sit with me at lunch. When they call me fat, this is like musical anime. When I'm feeling like a freak, you'll tell them you're appalled. Things are highly kept and all the opinions that you hold. Not only do I love you, now I'll do it when we're old. Let's another life, but we're always side by side. Let's hold each other's hands until the day we die. Every morning go for one, maybe find a stegosaurus. Little trio center for us, and hope everyone ignores us. Let's be Muppet Babies. Oh, I'm loving this. Let's grow up in the 80s. Let's be Muppet Babies. No, nobody.
Is this guy sharing a cell with Fogel?
No, it's just nerdcore.
That's MC Chris?
That's MC Chris.
We got a tweet from Pants Party who said, I get Paul Giamatti sometimes, hashtag pig vomit, hashtag kill me.
Oh, no. He is far more attractive than pig vomit.
That's the nicest thing you've ever said about Pants.
His tweets don't always make me want to vomit.
He had some good ones last night. He said Pete Rose looked like a lunch lady. That's good.
727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025.
Come on! Give Pants some love.
I like Pants. I said he does not look like Paul Giamatti.
But Pete Rose looks like a lunch lady. That's a good tweet. Mm. Oh, damn it, Pants.
Loses a lot in the translation. Jennifer, what's up? Welcome to Drew Garabo Live. How you doing, Jennifer?
Hi, I'm good.
Hi, good. What ugly celebrity do you look like?
I've been told I look like Tonya Harding.
Oh, boy.
Now, this is weird, but I always kind of had a thing. Oh, my God, you're the spinning image of Tonya Harding. I always kind of had a thing for Tonya Harding. I don't know if it was because she was such a nasty girl.
Oh, she was nasty.
She's disgusting.
I mean, you know, you favor her somewhat.
Oh, God.
No, not
terrible.
There aren't very many chain-smoking figure skaters out there, but she was one of them. And
you're better looking than Tonya Harding.
You are far better looking than Tonya Harding is. Far
yeah, thanks.
You're very welcome. Thanks for calling.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Aww. 727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025.
Yeah, here's the thing. When we're saying, hey, what ugly celebrity do you look like? And then they call up and they say the celebrity, and then you say, oh, yeah, you look like that person. They're right. Not going to feel good walking away.
No, they hate it.
So should I tell them they don't look like that person? You look like that person except hotter.
Hey, let's boost the self-esteem.
All right. Pants is great on Twitter. What's up, Randy? Welcome to Drew Garabo Live. How you doing?
Hey, guys. How are you?
I'm just practicing my insincere compliments. I'm doing great, man. Thank you. Go ahead.
Yeah, so I guess all through my 30s, I was told that I look like Meatloaf.
The food or the singer?
The singer.
Oh.
Coincidentally, we have the same birthday, so I don't know if that means anything.
We've got his picture up, Drew. Does he look like Meatloaf?
You look like a hotter version of Meatloaf. And Pants is funny on Twitter.
He looks like Meatloaf.
His name is Robert Paulson. What about a little thing as if it happened only yesterday? Parking by the lake. Meatloaf in Fight Club. Wow.
Bob, was he Bob?
His name is Robert Paulson.
That's right. Getting any better than you did. And all the
kids at school, they were wishing they were me that night. Oh, it's a great song.
What's the deal with Meatloaf? Has he ever had any hits?
Yeah. Paradise by the Dashboard Light.
Oh, I've never heard this before.
Come on, dude. There's a, I think it's Vin Scully. There's a famous baseball player who gives the, it's like a three-part song.
Uh-oh.
Okay, here we go. We got a real pressure cooker going here.
Just talking about him rounding first base with the girl, rounding second base with the girl. You know, second base?
Yeah, yeah.
We'll listen to when he gets caught. Because they're having Paradise by the Dashboard Light, which means they're in a parked car.
Stop, put your hand away.
Just really spells out what they're doing in the parked car. Here we go. This kid really makes things happen out there. Batter steps up to the plate. Here's the pitch, and he's going, and what a jump he's got. He's trying to third. Here's the throw. And in the dirt, safe at third. Holy cow, stolen base. Taking a pretty big lead out there, almost daring him to try and pick him off. Pitcher glances over, winds up, and it's fun and down. Suicide Squeeze. He's going for home. Here's the throw. Here's the play at the plate. Holy cow, I think he's going to make it. Stop right there. I got to know right now. Before we go any further, do you love me? Will you love me forever? Do you need me? Will you never leave me? Will you make me so happy for the rest of my life? Will you take me away? Will you make me a wife? Do you love me? Will you love me forever? Do you need me? Will you never leave me? Will you make me so happy for the rest of my life? Will you take me away? Will you make me a wife? I gotta know right now before we go. Him?
No, I think that's a girl.
Okay. Let me sleep on it. Baby,
that's him.
Let me sleep on it. This was a hit.
Oh my God, yes.
Seth, have you heard it before?
No, I haven't.
Me either.
I mean, once again, I'd like to highlight why we don't do Carline karaoke.
It's no MC Chris. I mean,
what about this? I want you, I need you, but there ain't no way I'm ever gonna love you.
Maybe we could talk all night.
Don't feel sad, because 2 out of 3, that ain't bad. Getting us nowhere. No Meatloaf awareness, huh?
Mike Calta checking in.
What'd he say?
Phil Rizzuto.
The scooter?
There's nothing left inside of me. And maybe you can cry all night. But that'll
all right. Oh, yes, please.
Change the way.
Let's do a phone cleanse. Oh, Phil Rizzuto. Phil Rizzuto is the voice in the
Oh, okay.
The Meatloaf
all right.
Song.
Oh, there we go. Sorry. Okay. I was like, oh, my God, you look like him. Okay. Okay, sorry.
No, no. Phil Rizzuto is the voice, not Vin Scully, but it is it's Phil Rizzuto.
You seeing anybody, Marilyn?
Well, I was trying to play a little game with Tim, make him want it a little bit more. Do you know the tapeworm game?
No.
When you got a tapeworm, what you do is you feed him a cookie every day for 3 days. This is an analogy that I used with Drew on Friday, on Sunday when I was at his house. It's called the tapeworm analogy. So when you got a tapeworm in your stomach, you take a cookie and you put it on your tongue. And the first day, the tapeworm comes and he eats it off your tongue. And then he ducks back down in your esophagus. Second day, you do the same thing. Tapeworm, cookie. And the third day, there's no cookie. So when the tapeworm comes out, you pull him right out of your stomach. That's what I'm doing with Tim right now. I'm playing the tapeworm game, only instead of a cookie, it's my vajayjay.
Please don't tell me that's what she really said to you.
Verbatim.
No.
Third day, comes up, where's my cookie? That's when you club him over the head and bring him back to your condo in Leesburg. That's a true story.
Have you ever heard that before? Why didn't you tell me that on Monday?
It just occurred to me when I was imitating her voice.
The tapeworm game? Is that what you really do if you have a tapeworm?
I don't know.
Why not just pull it out on the first day if it's coming to get the cookie?
Look, I was not in the place to argue with...
Why can't she club her man over the head the first...
I think it's an analogy. She would dangle it in front of Tim like a cookie.
But if Tim wanted it, he would be there.
The tapeworm is a horrible analogy.
Yeah. Look, I don't write them. I just repeat them.
Tim doesn't want the cookie.
Tim wants a cookie, but there are other cookies that Tim is sampling, and
right.
She knows this.
He'd take a Chips Ahoy over that any day.
Tim's eating Chips Ahoy. He's eating Oreos. He's eating Hydrox. He's eating Soft Batch. He's eating EL Fudges, Grasshoppers, Wafers. You name it, Tim's eating cookies. But when Marilyn's cookie's available.
Is it unsettling for you to have to speak to your mother-in-law about her cookie distribution?
It's a little odd that my son is in the room.
Oh, God. Why is she not on the phone? Why are we not talking to her about this?
You want me to call her and get her to give you the tapeworm analogy?
Yes.
Yeah, oh, that'd be good.
What is wrong with you? This is some great content.
All right, hold on. I don't like calling her.
I know you don't. That's why the people love it. They love hearing from Merlin.
Okay, hold on one
second. She's a cult hero.
This is my mother-in-law, by the way.
Yes.
Soon to be ex-mother-in-law.
Okay. All right. All right. I didn't want to bring it up here.
All right. Marilyn.
You know she's always available.
I hope she's home. Okay.
Hope she's home. Where would she be?
I don't know.
She's working on that tapeworm.
I have so many questions.
All right.
Are you actually calling her?
Yes.
Okay. All right. I'm actually calling her.
If her daughter's listening, she's mortified right now.
Well, we all are.
Tell her not to listen to the show anyway.
Come on, Marilyn.
Oh, darn, she's not home.
Calling her cell or?
She doesn't have a cell.
Let's leave a message.
Okay.
Marilyn?
Yeah.
Hey, Drew here. How you doing?
All right.
Good. We're on the radio and we're talking about the tapeworm analogy that you were telling. I got it all. I got it all wrong. I was trying to talk about it on the radio and I think I got it all wrong. Can you give me that again? Like, give me the tapeworm analogy. I thought it was brilliant, but I couldn't quite properly communicate it.
Yeah, it's like if you have a tapeworm, you give it a cookie for 7 days in a row, and then on the eighth day, you don't give it a cookie, so he sticks his head out and says, "Hey, where the hell's my cookie?" And then you grab him.
and somehow that related to a gentleman that is in Marilyn's life. You said that you use that analogy to kind of dangle in front of your gentleman friend, right?
Yeah, because, yeah, you do something on a regular basis for 7 days, and then all of a sudden you don't do it for a couple of days, and they wonder, hey, what the hell's going on, you know? Why isn't she talking to me or responding to me? So then they get worried and call.
It's perfect.
And respond in some way.
I'm so glad I made this phone call. Now I understand it.
Has it worked so far?
Yes.
Awesome.
Is that really how you get rid of a tapeworm?
I don't think so.
Awesome.
Or the try, maybe.
All right. Well, thank you, Marilyn. Go on about your day, but thank you for clearing that up. I appreciate it.
All right.
Have a good one.
See you later, Drew.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Isn't it great that I get along better with my mother-in-law than I do with her daughter? So great.